do with the head coach of the University of Maine, Nick Charlton. Good morning, Coach Charlton. Good morning. A tough one for you guys, a game that was close throughout, but you guys come up a little bit short to Richmond 24-17. Just give me your view on what happened on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, credit to Richmond for winning the game and finishing it. And, you know, they got a lot of good players, really well coached. They did a good job. And, you know, we're definitely disappointed. I feel like, you know, we had some really good chances to win that game. Unfortunately, you know, I had to overcome some personnel issues on offense. I thought the guys that were in the game really responded and did a good job overall. We got to finish some drives there, you know, in the red zone and in the fringe area. Missed a couple kicks, so that set us back a little bit. And then defensively, it was just the big plays. You know, we did a good job stopping the run overall, but we struggled with some bigger plays and some designed actions and those type of things downfield. And ultimately, that was the that was really how the game went in the second half. We, you know, we were up at the half and couldn't hold on to it there. So it was a disappointing game overall.
Got a couple questions in queue for you, if you'll get this for us, Rance.
You have your first question from Damon Sardellet from the Lynchburg News. Your lines are open.
Coach, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
All right, first question for me. You didn't coach him in your position groups, but you get to face a running back you're very familiar with in Joshua Mack. And what did he mean to the program for the 2 years that he was there, and what have you seen from him this year that you need to worry about Saturday?
I mean, Josh was a, you know, was a good player when he played here and had a lot of success in 2017. And you know, I was involved on offense at the time, so you know, I have a relationship with him. And you know, he made a decision that he thought was best at the time. And you know, he's a really elite player. He's a really good back, and he's doing some good things for him. So you know, they got a lot of really, really good players and talented guys on that team. So he's definitely one of them.
And going forward, you mentioned personnel issues on offense. How are Ernest Edwards and Chris Ferguson doing, and are you hoping that they'll be available Saturday?
Yeah, we plan on Ern being back, so that's the plan right now. We'll see as we evaluate him. And Chris is really day-to-day. He's getting an MRI, so he's being evaluated as well. So I don't have a lot of news on the two of them, to be honest.
And final question for me. You've had a chance to watch Liberty's first six games on film. What are you expecting to see out of them, and what do you need to prepare for from that team?
Well, it's a really good team, very well coached. You know, they have some very impressive skill players, but they're also very good up front. And, you know, defensively, there's some guys that make an immediate impact. You can see it. They fly around in the football. They tackle very well. You know, they're ball-hawking type DBs on the back end. And on the offensive side, there's some explosive players, and they do some good things in the run game. So we definitely got our work cut out for us. You know, it's a very good team.
Appreciate it, Coach. Thank you for the time.
Thanks.
Your next question comes from the line of Larry Mahoney from Bangor Daily News.
Morning, Nick.
Hey, Larry.
Yeah, just you said in the press conference you need to reevaluate everything. You've had a weekend or Sunday to look over film and stuff, and you know, playoff hopes are pretty much dashed. I mean, in going forward, do you take a look at personnel? You want to win as many games as possible, but you start looking a little ahead to next year and maybe looking at getting a few looks from different players, and just, you know, what goes and moving forward, what are you looking for?
Well, our playoff hopes are not dashed, and I'm not looking forward to next year at all, to be honest with you. You know, we have four losses right now. We know where we're at, but we still have everything in front of us, so we're still able to accomplish our goals, and I have no concern for next year at all. So, unfortunately, we lost a couple of games in the beginning of the year to some good teams, and lost a tough one this weekend to another one in the CA. So, you know, we still have everything in front of us. It's been a difficult start. There's a lot of adversity. We got to overcome some key injuries and things like that, but that's stuff that everybody deals with, and we just got to overcome it. So, you know, I'm looking at how we practice and some different segments and things like that, looking at overall personnel. But my concern's really on Liberty. I don't have any other concerns right now.
Okay, thank you.
You have your next question from Greg Madia from Daily News Record. Your lines are open.
Hey, Nick. I just kind of wondering your opinion with, I guess, Rob said at the outset, I guess, four ranked CAA teams losing this past weekend to unranked CAA teams. Just kind of in your opinion, how close are the teams talent-wise, coaching-wise, that, you know, it would enable something like that to happen? It's probably pretty rare that would happen in a league on a particular Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of parity in the league. I would say this particular weekend there was certainly a lot of it, and it's a credit to the league. There's a lot of talented players and coaches, and I think it's the best league top to bottom in the country, and these things happen, and you have ranked teams that are up there, and there's plenty of teams that are fighting to get into that. So there's a lot of talent in the league, and it's not too surprising to see upsets happen and things like that, but really all I'm concerned about our team and what we didn't do last weekend and what we need to do moving forward.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Yeah.
Your next question comes from the line of Mike Lowe from the Portland Press. Your line's open.
Hey, Nick. How are you doing today?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, I'm just wondering if, as you mentioned about Chris Ferguson, he's day-to-day, and so you can't project going forward right now this week with him, but during the week of practice, you mentioned the other day after the game that you almost had to simplify some things with Fagnano in there because there's some things that he doesn't do that Chris does well. So do you have to put together two different game plans this week with not knowing if Chris can play and one for Fagnano?
Not necessarily. I think we'll have a good idea about Chris here hopefully soon. But I think it's more just about tailoring to the things that both of them do well and taking a look at that. And last week particularly was a little bit more about, Joe stepping in and being able to run some of the more intricate plays that we had in the game plan in terms of certain types of actions or gadgets and things like that. That was a little bit more of the things that didn't feel totally comfortable with him just jumping in and doing, because, you want to put a younger quarterback in a good spot. And we have conversations all the time about the things that they like and they want to do and want to make sure that we're putting him in spots where he's able to do that. So we'll have our game plan that we put in. Of course, Joe's style is a little bit different than Chris's, and we'll evaluate that. But, overall, I really thought Joe did a really nice job last weekend. I thought he handled himself very, very well. Unfortunately, last drive we didn't get it done. But in terms of a true freshman jumping in there, I was very, very impressed with him and, the movement of the offense.
And one other question, Nick, on the explosive plays that the defense gave up, the big pass plays. Do you see this as a just a breakdown in the secondary? Josh said communication thing, something that can be fixed because it's happened. Obviously it's happened several times this year.
Yeah, I mean it needs to be fixed. So there's some communication things going on, and we're looking at the best ways to put guys in position to play the defense and go make plays. And, ultimately there were some momentum swings that were debilitating. And that was ultimately probably what won or lost the game. And, when we were able to take the lead, they came back and hit a big long gain. And then they were able to drive the football a minute later. So, I think in the second half, some of those plays were big. And that stuff can't happen, so that needs to be corrected.
Thanks, Nick.
Yep.
Nick, certainly one bright spot offensively was some improved numbers in the running game. 208 yards for you on the ground. Joe Fitzpatrick leading the way with 93. Were you pleased with your ability to run the ball against Richmond?
Yeah, I was. I really have a lot of respect for them up front. I think they're very, very talented. I really do. And I was very, very pleased with the fact that we were able to run the ball. I thought overall we controlled the line of scrimmage pretty well. We gave up four sacks. That were a combination of a couple different things. But, ultimately Maurice is going to make some plays over there. And we got to, we tried to avoid him as much as possible, but he made some good plays. He's a really good player. And, in the run game specifically, though, we were able to move the ball and control the tempo a little bit. And I thought Joe did a good job handling the offense as a whole. Like I said, we got to finish some drives, and we missed two field goals, so that ultimately played a very large factor in that game. But in general, in the situation, I thought it was handled pretty well.
All right, Nick, thanks as always for taking time with us today. Safe travels to Lynchburg, and we'll talk again next week.
All right, thanks, Rob.
Thanks.